There was a fella named Jefferson. We're tearing up in the band. A vocalizer phenomenon. They used to call the main man. He would think like a sage, sing like a horn. And there on the stage, something special was born. He would swing, didn't do that. He was the cat. He sang with Moody in 57. He put a lyric to bop. When little Benny came down from heaven, he put it over the top. Jazz was hot in the east, cool in the west. But his vocalese, it was simply the best. Because man couldn't be scat, he was the cat. Benny was hip-hop wise as an old man, taking a trip to celebrate. Cool man, let him rip on body and soul. Man, I know what he'd do.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to the WPSU Friday Evening Jazz Show. My name is BB. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. Tonight's theme is jazz standards, the top 20. I've taken my information from a website with that name. Their criterion is a number of recordings that a song has had, which is fair enough. But, of course, it does mean that the song, the older a song is, the more chance it has to be in the top 20, and that is indeed the case. I think the most recently composed song we have is from 1949, something like that. At any rate, you'll get the chance to hear a lot of jazz greats performing these standards. Sheila Jordan, Billie Holiday, Errol Garner, Dave Brubeck, and a host of others. So sit back, relax, and listen to these top 20 jazz standards in the countdown order, as usual with reveals like this. So this first set will be number 20, number 19, and number 18. Most jazz standards were not composed by jazz composers. Only three of these 20, I believe, were. Most are from Tin Pan Alley or Broadway, but this first one is from someone who could loosely be called a jazz composer, and that's W.C. Handy, father of the blues, founder of the blues, and St. Louis Blues by W.C. Handy certainly is one of the oldest and most recognizable blues around, written before jazz was really known as a genre. And we'll hear Aki Takase and his group perform the St. Louis Blues. We'll then move to Sarah Vaughan, who will do number 19, In a Sentimental Mood. And then to the great pianist Art Tatum to perform number 18, The Man I Love. So, top jazz standards, number 20 through 18. Here's Aki Takase. Thank you.
In a sentimental mood, I can see the stars come through my room while your loving attitude is like a flame that the gloom on the wings of every kiss drifts a melody so strange and sweet. In this sentimental bliss, you make my paradise, my paradise complete. Rose petals seem to fall, it's all like a dream to call you mine, to call you mine. My heart's a lighter thing since you made this night a thing divine. In a sentimental mood, I'm within a world so heavenly, for I never dreamt that you'd be loving sentimental. You'd be loving sentimental me. Rose petals seem to fall, it's all like a dream to call you mine. My heart's a lighter thing since you made this night a thing divine in a sentimental. That you'd be loving sentimental.
Thank you.
inimitable Art Tatum on George Gershwin's The Man I Love. The 18th most popular, most recorded standards in jazz. This is listener-supported public radio, WPSU 91.5, heard in Johnsonburg at 90.1 and in Altoona at 106.7. Tomorrow morning on WPSU, hear NPR's Weekend Edition from 8 to 10 a.m., the comedy quiz show Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me at 10, and Planet Money and How I Built This at 11. That's tomorrow morning here on your NPR station, WPSU. And right now, we'll be continuing on with the jazz show. We are going through the top 20 standards. We have reached now number 17, and this is one of only three in the top 20 that was composed by a jazz composer, Caravan. Juan Tizol was paid all of $25 for this composition. We'll hear Errol Garner perform it. And then we will move to Sweet Georgia Brown, sort of a Dixieland flavor to that piece. And we'll hear Rahsaan Roland Kirk's version of Sweet Georgia Brown. So here's Errol Garner with Caravan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rahsaan Roland Kirk with Sweet Georgia Brown. That was number 16 on the list of 20 all-time greatest, or most recorded, I should say, standards in jazz. And we're going to move on now to number 15 and 14. Number 15 is Honeysuckle Rose, and that will be performed by the Teddy Wilson Trio. Here's Teddy Wilson with, and then we will hear the next, number 14, What's New. Here's Teddy Wilson.
Thank you.
Jimmy Ponder. Gene Ludwig and Cecil Brooks brought us What's New, the 14th most recorded jazz standard. This is WPSU, listener-supported public radio, heard in Millhall at 91.5, in Johnsonburg at 90.1, and in Huntington at 102.5. You can hear an archived recording of tonight's and other recent WPSU jazz shows at wpsu.org/jazz. And you can hear jazz 24/7 on WPSU3, one of our HD radio signals, available on air and online at wpsu.org. This is BB bringing you jazz standards this evening. And we move on to Lucky 13 on the list. That is the song Willow Weep For Me, and we'll hear Sheila Jordan's version of that. Then Hoagie Carmichael's Stardust. We'll listen to a version by Doc Cheatham and Nicholas Payton. And we'll end the hour and the set with Autumn Leaves, Les Feuilles Mortes, it's sometimes known by its French title. And we'll return to Errol Garner for a version of that. So here's Sheila Jordan with Willow Weep For Me.
Willow weep for me. Starry light. within sympathy. Bend your branches down along the ground and cover me. When the shadows fall, bend you willow, and willowy for me, willowy for me. Willowy.
This is WPSU State College and WPSX Kane, listener-supported public radio for Central and Northern Pennsylvania, an outreach service of Penn State.